Welcome to the Loyola Greyhound Podcast. I'm Jason Johnson, the Director of Video Production for Loyola Athletics. Join us as our guests will range from coaches, trainers, athletic administrators, and student athletes. On this episode, I talk with Katie Forsyth of the Loyola volleyball team. Katie is going into her junior year, and her freshman and sophomore years were just absolutely outstanding for both Loyola and in the Patriot League. Katie is a marvel to watch play on the court, and if you stick around to the end, you'll get a wonderful stay-at-home drill from Katie on how to work on that perfect sliding dig. So here we go. Presented by the Pinnacle Advisory Group. You're from Ohio.
Yes.
How does somebody from Ohio, the Gilmore Academy, correct, in Gatesville, Ohio, where you played and earned letters in both volleyball and softball, what position in softball did you play?
I was pitcher and shortstop.
Okay, so already you're an athlete, right? Shortstop being one of the harder positions just in general. And so what was it that pulled you towards volleyball and you said, this is where my heart is, this is what I want to do going into college?
Well, growing up, I played a lot of sports. I grew up with my dad and my brother. So obviously I started off with guy sports. So I started off with hockey. Then I went through baton, basketball, just anything. And I fell on volleyball. I started that when I was super young. And then as I got older, it just progressed. I was playing with older girls and I was I really like this, the competition of it, the fact that I feel very comfortable playing. Then as I hit high school, my dad was why don't you try softball? So I tried softball and it was super fun, but I was still all in it with volleyball. I was doing my travel league while still playing high school softball, but I would miss softball for volleyball.
And when you did, so your heart was in volleyball. That's where your passion was. So when did you learn that you were going to be a libero? That's where you really wanted to focus your talents on. And was that in high school as well? Did you play other positions or when did that click?
Actually, I was an outside up until my junior year of high school. So I started in second grade. So I was an outside hitter until then. And I don't know what switched in my brain, but I was just I feel I need to switch positions. My heart is no longer in all this jumping and all that stuff. I like being in the back. I loved passing. And so I just kept trying to switch over with my club, my high school. You play whatever position you pretty much get. And I loved my high school and they had a great libero too. So I wasn't outside for them and that was a great team. But for my club and travel, I definitely tried to switch over to libero as quickly as possible.
So you went from being above the net to getting down in the dirt with the bigs.
Right? Yep.
It was quite the switch. But that obviously really clicked for you. So tell us about your story getting to Loyola. Who did you first speak to when it comes to Loyola coaching staff and what went into the decision of moving from Ohio, coming over playing in Baltimore for Loyola?
So I got into the recruiting process kind of late. I knew I wanted to play in college, but I just didn't know where to start. So I just kind of when you go to club tournaments, coaches will give their card to your club coach because they couldn't talk to you because of the NCAA rules, you know? And so I was getting ones from schools in Indiana or Illinois. And I was just I don't really know if I want to stay in the Midwest. I always loved the East Coast and my dad always loved Maryland and we had family down here. So we used to always visit down here. So something in me was just I feel I should look at schools in Maryland. So I was actually at my last tournament, I believe when I was 17 and Eric, our former assistant coach came and watched me and it was our very last game, very last set of the season. So it was very emotional. We all wanted to win, but we lost that game. Sadly, but he came up to my coach and he gave the card to him and alongside with him, it was also Towson gave him that. So, that was kind of funny. It was back to back and they are practically right next to each other. So I talked to both of them and came out a few months later for a visit. Like I stayed a night at Towson and I stayed a night at Loyola. And those were my top two schools to pick from.
The first time I saw you play was your freshman year. And it was I think it was the Charm City Challenge or something like that. Was Sienna Radford and Towson were there. It was your freshman year. In the first game, you had 13 digs, but I'm in the control room. So I'm broadcasting these. And so immediately the people in the broadcast knew, okay, this freshman here is a good athlete. We didn't know how good until the very next day you played Towson, who you just talked about, and had 41 digs, right? And I think that was your fourth game in collegiate play with 41 digs, just tearing it out. And we were like, okay, we're going to need to watch out for this freshman. She's really good. And we were certainly happy to have you on our side. So how did that feel, that click moving from high school competition to collegiate competition? Obviously, the competition rises that you're playing against, but it didn't seem to phase you at all. I mean, you snapped right into just playing at a high level. So what was that transition like for you, and where does the credit go to preparing you for that season in your freshman year?
Definitely, I had some great coaches along my way. When I started playing, my high school coach is definitely the coach that prepared me for that. He amped up everything. Like, you would think a high school, you know, would be a little less like competitive as like a club tournament. It was not. He held us to the highest expectation possible. Like, we had great athletes that whole time that I was playing there, and he knew that we would all go far. So he really held us to the very highest expectation he could think of for us. And to this day, I still talk to him, and he's still supporting me. And still during the summer, I go and I practice with him, and he still holds me very high. He still tries to kick my butt every time that I see him. Definitely, he prepared me for that season. And also, credit goes to Alia and Eric during preseason. They definitely did not say, like, they didn't think, oh, it's the freshman, I'm not going to like put pressure, like expect anything. Like, no, they were like, you guys are in college now. We expect you to try your hardest. And I know me and everyone else in my class definitely did that. We definitely grew as players from them.
What is it that Alia brings that helps you? What is the unique thing about her? What is, you know, you're giving her credit, and Eric as well. So what is it that they did when you came in and throughout your career here that really helps you take the next step and continue to improve?
Alia is definitely the calmness. Like, she just brings just a sense of calmness to the court. Not anything, I don't know, like too much where it like could freak some people out, like too much energy or something. She's just like, it's very simple. I feel like she's like, if you know what you're doing, do it. If you have a question, ask me. I'm going to help you to the best of my ability, and I always will. But you know how to play. And that helps me, like, not getting like criticized or stuff like that. Like, she will help. She's a great coach. I love her very much. But she doesn't try to, I don't know, I guess like go overboard or like make us feel overwhelmed or anything like that. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but just her calmness in general just makes us feel all very confident in our abilities.
Well, if she tells you, if you know how to play, go play, you certainly know how to do that. I mean, your freshman year, you broke Patriot League and Loyola single season record of digs with 697. That's a lot. That's a lot of times of diving to the ground, picking the ball up off the wood real quick. What is that mentality? Like, where does that come from? I guess you have no concerns for your body in those moments, right? You're throwing yourself around. So how does that take a toll on you through the season?
I'm definitely in Misha's a lot, just for random bumps and bruises, everything you can imagine. I'm in there like after every game, after every practice, with working with Mac, our PT, all of them super great, very supportive of me. Every time I walk in, I'm like, I need ice. They're like, of course you do. But definitely, I think that mentality came from my high school coach and also from my dad, because growing up with my dad, he was just like, suck it up. He's like, if you want to be like, if you're playing this and I'm like supporting you through it, you're going to do your best every single time. So suck up whatever pain you have, you are playing. And that definitely, I was just like, you know what, you're right. That is going to make me be a better player.
So the individual accolades are great, right? Those are good things to talk about, and they're exciting when those happen, I'm sure for you as well. But the big story is that those assisted with what the team did. The team excelled your freshman year. Certainly you were a part of that and a big part of that. But what was it like being on that team, getting to the Patriot League tournament, performing how you did that year compared to other years? And do you feel, or did you feel a culture shift change there, this mentality kind of change moving forward into your sophomore year at the end of your freshman year with the success that you guys gained?
Definitely coming in, my class knew that everyone that was on the team before wanted to take the team up to the next level. They knew the skills that we had. We had very great players. We just had to take it up to the next level. We had to believe in ourselves and say, hey, we're not the team that we were 2 years ago or 3 years ago. We're a whole new team. We have new players. Like, let's use that to the best of our ability. And we want to show the Patriot League that, like, we're not someone that they should think that they're just going to come in here and beat. Like, we're a competition. And the four of us, like, definitely took that to heart. We're like, yeah. We're like, yeah, let's do that. I know we all worked very, very hard to make sure that we weren't, like, given the excuse of, oh, they're a freshman or something like that, you know. We're just like, we're on this team. We're together. Like, we're going to do our best for you guys. We're going to do our best for the seniors. They definitely pushed us to the best of our ability. They were great leaders to have our first year. And definitely going into the sophomore season, from the success we had from freshman year, we tried to do the same thing for those freshmen. We're like, we're going to amp it up one more level. We're getting to the Patriot League tournament again. We're going to try to win it, at least go a little further than we did last year, but we're definitely still not going to be too comfortable with where we're at. We still have work to do, and we're going to do that.
So what is that work to do? What does that entail now? So now that you have a taste of getting to the tournament and what that competition at that level is like, now that step up, what are you guys working on? Now, I know this is a crazy time right now, so it's not going to be normal with everybody being at home and whatnot with what's going on. But what are the things that you're doing in this off season as personally, individually, with the coaching staff, with the team to kind of help you prepare, take even a bigger step next year into your junior year?
So definitely starting this, like when we all got sent home, it was very difficult for us to like try to find places to work out, like if you didn't have stuff at home or didn't have room. So we were big on just taking what you have. We got body weight workouts from Brian. We were like, just do them, their body weight. Should be able to do it. If you have weights, add weights, you know. But currently each class is doing like a legacy. So something that as a class they want to bring to the team. So there's like communications, like team building, stuff like that. And we'll have like team Zooms or like a buddy each week that we talk to, just someone different on the team that we don't normally talk to, get to know them more, like talk to them, see how they're doing, if they need advice, anything like that. And then my classes is like dedication, like giving 100%, especially while we're in quarantine. So we're doing a lot of that, just like making sure we're keeping up with our workouts, just like showing, not like proof, but just like motivating others. Like we have little videos we send or like Snapchats or something like, hey, just worked out, like this is what it was. There's like trust, so other classes like and us like coming together, gaining trust from us all. And then like the incoming freshmen are just talking about like getting their stuff together, like being able to, you know, survive the freshman year. So we're all doing different things.
How do you practice your digs at home and your reaction time? Like if I'm to get a free lesson from you right now, like what do I do at home to get as that kind of reaction time and you know, the mentality of sacrificing my body? Because you sent me a video for the Iggies that we did of where it was humorous, used for a humorous section where somebody knocks over a pen and you come sliding into the screen, grabbing it right before it hits the floor. And I visualize that this is your daily life. Like to me, in my head, when I think of you at home, that's when I'm thinking like how Katie's mentality is with everything. If someone drops a water bottle, she's right there. Like the ketchup falls off the table, she's right there. But obviously that's not how you're like, I would think. But what are you doing at home to like keep that mentality, to keep that competitive drive going, to like, you can't go out and play volleyball right now. So what are you doing on your own to keep those techniques pristine and getting better and polished?
Well, next door to my house, there's a big building that has a really long wall that I hit a volleyball off of like every other day or every day, whenever I'm not working. I'll go over there for like a half hour and just like play with myself, like just pepper. Or on my roof, I'll just like set it up on my roof and try to like see where it's gonna come down. So that kind of helps my reaction time, but yeah, I'm taking what I can get, honestly.
Now that's pretty clever. Well, whatever you've been doing, it's working. So we moved from your freshman year where you set your record with 697 digs. Well, you weren't satisfied with that in your sophomore year, so you went with 753, an incredible season. When did you start hearing the rumors about the U.S. national team and people like putting their eye on you as somebody that could, be a part of that experience, be a part of those tryouts, possibly that team? When did that start to click and you started hearing that?
Honestly, I don't really remember. I just remember Ollie, it was just like, do you want to go? And I was like, I didn't even know that that was an option. I was like in shock. I was like, I didn't know how it worked. I'm horrible with that stuff. Like anything that was like awarded outside of the Patriot League, I would text Eric. I'm like, what does this mean? I'm like, I don't know what these are. What do these letters mean? So she's just like, do you want to go? And I'm like, I have no idea really what it is, but yeah. I was like, yes, of course.
That's awesome. So this is incredibly prestigious. You're the first from Loyola University to be asked, invited to do something like this. It was in Colorado, so you were flown out to Colorado. And let me make sure I get this correct. I think a total of 16 to 18 players are picked for the national team. And the 2020 U.S. Collegiate National Team Program had 56 athletes selected and 26 each competing in two training time periods. So you were a part of that. That's a very elite group countrywide, so, or nationwide. So why, what was that experience like? Like who greeted you off the plane? Did, when you were around the other athletes, how'd you feel? Did you feel like you belonged? Did you feel like being just a sophomore, and I'm sure there were seniors that were around, like, what did it feel like to you being a part of that process, stepping off that plane in Colorado?
It was incredible. So I traveled alone, and when we got there, Alia didn't really know the process of like when you got there, like how, where the like train is and buses. So I got there and I saw a really tall girl get off my plane, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be volleyball biased here. And I walked up, I'm like, do you play volleyball? She's like, yeah, do you know where you're going? I'm like, no. She's like, me neither. So I was like, all right, at least I have someone else who doesn't know where we're going with me, so we can try to figure it out. But she was super cool. I hung out with her most of the other days whenever she wasn't in her wave or I wasn't in mine. We'd eat lunch or breakfast together. And honestly, during the tryouts, everyone there, it was such a high level, so everyone supported everyone, because we were like, we all know that you guys belong here, everyone in this gym belongs here, everyone here is great. There was just like pure positive energy. It was an amazing atmosphere to play in.
That's awesome. Congratulations for being a part of that. So what was the process like, the tryout process like for you, and what did you gain from that? What experience did you gain from that that you're going to bring back into your junior year?
So the process was, every day there was like 1 to 2 practices, and they switch people up or leave you in the same wave, just whatever they wanted to do. It was like 2 hours of practicing Each time, a lot of it was gameplay. There was a few, like maybe a half hour of typical like warm-up stuff, but mostly gameplay, and they'd rotate you each side of the court. And actually for liberos in my wave, every time there was like a shortage. So I got a lot of reps, but also that atmosphere up there, I was like wheezing. I was like, this is
with the
this
thin
is
air. Tired.
And they were, it was such fast pace too. And I was just like, wow. This is tiring, but it was great. Nonetheless, it was great.
That's great. That's an awesome experience. Thank you so much, Katie, for your time and talk with me about this. You are one of my favorite athletes to watch just in general. I really think that people need to see you play live. It really is incredible. And we are very lucky to have you a part of the Hound family and be a Hound, and we're excited for what you bring to the volleyball program for now and the future.
Great. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by the Pinnacle Advisory Group, which offers clients active investment management and in-depth financial planning to help them achieve the financial peace of mind that they have earned. Pinnacle Advisory Group is located in Maryland, where it has operated for more than 25 years. Call 410-995-6630 to speak with a certified wealth manager today.